Billionaire businessman Robert Johnson will become owner of the new NBA expansion franchise in Charlotte, North Carolina. The decision comes just 7 months after the city's previous basketball team, the Hornets, left for New Orleans. Mr. Johnson, founder and CEO of Black Entertainment Television, will be the country's first African American to hold majority ownership of a professional sports franchise. From member station WFAE, Mark Rumsey reports.
More than two decades after he launched the pioneering Black Entertainment Television channel, Robert Johnson is on the verge of fulfilling another dream. The 56-year-old Johnson had openly lobbied the NBA to consider diversity in choosing the owner of a new expansion team in Charlotte. But he says his primary qualifications are personal and professional, not racial.
My track record in business, my ability to identify talented people and help me build organizations like I've done with BET and other businesses I'm in, and also my understanding of how to take a vision and make it happen.
3 years ago, Johnson sold BET to Viacom for $3 billion, propelling him into the top 150 on Forbes magazine's list of richest Americans. His current net worth is estimated at around $1.3 billion. Despite Johnson's wealth, the NBA faced a tough decision between his bid and that of a competing investors group which included basketball legend Larry Bird. The chairman of the NBA Board of Governors, Jerry Colangelo, says Johnson won on his merits.
The fact that he's an African American was a plus. It was a byproduct.
Still, Johnson's success in landing majority ownership in the NBA is considered a huge milestone in a league where roughly 85% of the players are black. In Charlotte, the bruises are still healing from a rocky relationship with Hornets owners George Shinn and Ray Wooldridge. But many basketball fans like David Matthews are hopeful that Johnson will bring the NBA back into favor.
It's groundbreaking history, first African American owner of any major sports franchise. I think he also has the money that's needed to bring in marquee players. I'd like to see him bring in another, you know, Hall of Famer type NBA star to kind of bring onto the general management. I'm hoping it's Jordan, but, you know, you never know.
City officials and the NBA have agreed on a plan to build a new arena in downtown Charlotte. The NBA's 29 current owners are expected to approve the expansion franchise next month. The team would begin play in 2004. For NPR News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.